Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hey, we're coming to the end, you know, of and it flies, right?
Yeah.
Now it makes sense when we're talking about, you know, we talked about the, we have the here-hears, the do's, and the here-do's. And there's one other thing we're going to be adding to it really soon. It's called hoodoo. There's a lot of hoodoo going on in the church. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you do? And then talk about the gifts. And so we are our gifts. And so we begin to identify people by what they do. That's mm-hmm. who they are. When I think about, you know, Kirk Franklin, people were looking at him like hoodoo, and he was dying. He was into all kinds of sin, and everybody just looked at his gift. And they don't care as long as you can sing, as long as you can do what you do. You know, that's who they think you are.
Yeah.
But you're a man like everybody else is a man. Maybe even more of a man because God gives you a gift, so he's going to really humble you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to know. And so he was traveling around, he was singing, and you know, everybody was just worshiping God and never thought about the man behind the gift. And there's so many people that just talk about, you know, I'm a prophet. Mm. It's like, well, you just treated me like trash. And so I really don't care what your gift is right now.
Yeah.
You know, that you first have to, you know, people don't care what you know until they know how much you care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one particular person said, you know, I had to treat him that way because I was a prophet. And the man goes, no, you treated him that way because you're mean.
Right.
And that was this hoodoo going on in the church where, you know, we are what we do instead of sons and daughters of God.
That's right.
You know, and the, of course, the way to fix that dilemma is to begin to be family, and to get the context of understanding that I am a son, and that's my identity, a son of God, a daughter of God, and as a byproduct of my relationship with him, that I serve him, and he gives me a gift to use in the context to edify the body. And I never identify myself by my gift, and that's why when someone's asked to don't use their gift right now, they don't feel like they just lost everything in their life because they know they're a son or a daughter. But when you think you are what you do, when somebody says you can't teach, then you just fall to pieces. That's called hoodoo, you know? Or, you know, they say, you know, we just don't want to hear a prophetic word right now. Right now you got to start treating your wife better. And they just are like, oh my goodness, the church rejected me. No, they corrected you. You know, that's like, that's not rejection. That's called correction. But if you don't feel comfortable as a son, then it's hard to relate to correction. And so then we start throwing up our gifts and go, what do I do? And we start doing a song and a dance and a cane, and you do all this kind of stuff because you're wanting to be accepted. So you're flaunting your gift. And the reality is that many people are going to come to the Lord that day and say, I flaunted my gift. Look at my gift. And he said, but I never knew you. That's hoodoo. Mm-hmm. They thought they were what they did, and they weren't. Jesus called it evildoer. Even though they prophesied correctly, even though they did cast out the demon, even though they did have all the preaching and the teaching and all the different stuff, and even people came to know Jesus. Listen, people come to know Jesus because of Jesus, not because of you.
Yeah.
God draws people to himself. He sends people out, and you tell them about him, but it's him that convicts the hearts. It's him. It's the Holy Spirit that convicts people of sin and shares forth the love of God. You can't force somebody to have a relationship with God. God has to encounter them, and they have to encounter God, but he will do it. But you got to be careful that you realize it's not a hoodoo going on right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about Jesus. And he has this great idea. It's correct. Mm-hmm. Jesus does. The church is all about him. Seeing that it's his body, you would think it would, you know, it's about him. And so you have the here, people who hear and hear again, right? Mm-hmm. That was so good. I'm going to come back and hear it again. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
20 years. I want to hear it again. You know, I just go crazy with that. I was like, I got to do something at some point. And then you have the do's, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they do and do again, but they don't have time to hear God. They don't have time to hear his voice. No time to spend in God. You know, those are like, you know, hear, do. And now you got the hoodoos, people who think they are but what they do. Mm-hmm. But then God's looking for the hear-dos, ones who hear the word of God and do it. He said they're blessed in all they do. In James. You
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.